expectation for Sera, S-A-R-A, Stahl, S-T-A-H-L, June 14, 41, address as a letter to Dr. Sarvepalli, S-A-R, V as in Victor, E-P-A-L-L-I, 866-419-3504. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, consultation for Mrs. Stahl with abnormal kidney function. She has history of bariatric surgery many years back with a 100-pound weight loss. 25 of that has been recovered back. She has chronic diarrhea at least for the last 2 years, recently with some worsening of the symptoms, abdominal discomfort right upper quadrant, off and on diarrhea, no bleeding, no nausea, no vomiting, in between, no symptoms, no fever, no decrease in urination, denies cloudiness or blood. She has morbid obesity, uses a cane and a walker, chronic back pain. Was recently admitted to the hospital twice, from July 26 to July 31st, locally at Carson City, with similar problems, and then a week later from that to Greenville. They found it abnormalities on her kidney function as well as low potassium, low magnesium, probably from diarrhea. Kidney function has not returned to normal. Right now, she's drinking liquids, appetite is improved, some degree of incontinence of urine. There has been weakness and prior falling episodes, but the last 1-2 years ago. Presently, not chest pain, palpitation, or increase of dyspnea. Denies the use of inhalers or CPAP machine. Recently exposed to antibiotics for questionable UTI. Next paragraph, the past medical history, morbid obesity, bariatric surgery, chronic diarrhea, hypertension, diabetes at least 10, 15 years. There has been retinopathy with eye procedures, laser treatment, mild degree of neuropathy, no ulcers, atrial fibrillation, denies coronary artery disease, CHF or pacemaker. She's not aware of heart murmurs, rheumatic fever, endocarditis, no TIAs, stroke, no pulmonary embolism or the vein thrombosis, no seizures, no kidney stones, no liver disease. She mentioned prior episodes of UTI sepsis, was in the hospital at Grand Rapids for about a week. This is 2 years ago. She blames that point in time with worsening diarrhea from baseline. Next paragraph. Surgeries including bilateral lens implant, prior colonoscopies, benign procedure, bariatric surgery, she's not sure if it was jejunostomy or ruined Y, appendix, gallbladder, C-section, hysterectomy for fibroids, no malignancy, it still has ovaries. Bilateral carpal tunnel. Next paragraph, she mentioned side effects to latex and like wearing gloves. Next paragraph, she doesn't drink alcohol, prior smoke for a short period of time, discontinued more than 35 years ago. Next paragraph, the most recent medication list appears to be aspirin, Lipitor, calcium, glipizide, insulin lentas, metoprolol, amlodipine, potassium, tramadol. Prior lisinopril HCTC was discontinued and she's not taking any anti-inflammatory agents. Also takes Prilosec vitamins, insulin lentas. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph on physical exam. Weight 206, 66 inches tall, obesity. I got blood pressure 170 over 70 on the left, 178, 74 on the right. Normal pulse oxygenation. Alert oriented time 3, normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry, no expressive facial dysarthria. Has her own teeth, no mucosal abnormalities. No palpable thyroid, no carotid bruit, JBD, lungs are clear, no gross arrhythmia, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, no peritonitis, ascites, no major peripheral edema, non-focal but weak. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries from August 20, creatinine at 3.34, a normal sodium, potassium, mild metabolic acidosis, a normal albumin, calcium, liver function test not elevated. If this will be a steady state, GFR will be less than 15 at 13. Glucose was in the 120s. There was anemia 10.4 with a normal white blood cell, elevated platelet count, MCV also elevated at 97. Magnesium runs low at 1.3, 1.4. I want to mention that baseline creatinine in February was 0.97. And during these two admissions, the highest creatinine has been 3.67. A urine analysis in the recent past, glucose of 500, 1 plus of protein, trace of blood, no bacteria, 19 white blood cells. Next paragraph. A recent kidney ultrasound, normal size, 10.6 right, 11.2 left. There was no obstruction and no reported urinary retention. Incidental, a 3 centimeter cyst on the right side with some septation. Next paragraph, there has been a recent CT scan, chest abdomen without contrast, July. A number of prior surgeries and minor abnormalities. Another CT scan, abdomen and pelvis, no contrast, August. Again, no kidney stones or obstruction, no urinary retention. The cyst on the right kidney, 2.8 by 2.5. The prior gastric surgery. Incidental diverticulosis. I review records from July as well as August. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has acute kidney injury associated to diarrhea and poor oral intake, except for some liquids. Probably she has ATN, no obstruction of urinary retention, minimal abnormalities in the urine, some presence of leukocytes in the urine, in the differential diagnosis ATA, ATN high in the list, although interstitial nephritis is also a consideration. She has no symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. We are going to do weekly chemistries. We have a long discussion about potential renal biopsy if chemistries do not improve as expected. We discuss about dialysis if symptoms develop. She is going to continue present medications. She will remain off ACE inhibitors and diuretics, no anti-inflammatory agents. We will replace potassium magnesium carefully given the renal failure, continue diabetes management, fluid intake, given the diarrhea, no major restrictions, daily weights, blood pressure in the office high, needs to be checked at home before we adjust medications. This was a 90 minutes before, during, and after visit, reviewing records, discussing in detail with patient, husband, and stepdaughter, who is a kidney patient with prior dialysis and transplant, who is helping educating the patient accordingly. In terms of that septated cyst, later on, when things are stable, we might do appropriate testing with IV contrast, CT scan, or potentially MRI to define better if this is just Bosniak, B-O-S-N-I-A-K, 2 or potential 2F that needs follow-up. This is not priority at this point in time. End of dictation.